Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Now Jesus is the door to freedom. He's the gate to life called eternal. He made the way. He spoke the truth. He said, I'm the light. Choose this day who you'll serve. What path will you now choose? What road will you now take? Will you choose the wide road, or will you choose the straight gate?
Glory, hallelujah, and welcome to Signs International Radio, Signs of the Times, with Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the prophecy news behind the news. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day's signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's last day's end times quick Bible study. King James Version, of course. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. Watchman comment. My friends, that verse should need no explanation. But I will say this. If you are not a part of his house, that is Christ's house, by now, what are you waiting for? If you end up on the side for the goats at the great white throne judgment, it will be too late and hell will be your home. And that's the true truth. Amen. On the other hand, if you are saved, you are of Christ's house, so hold fast. Do not be shaken loose. Keep the faith and confidence. Rejoice in your firm hope unto the end. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6 again. But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house ye are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. And I've said, get right and get ready.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
4.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, for upon the earth comes distress of nations, as the earth watches with perplexity the things that come upon the earth. For they are shaken and amazed and dismayed at the same time, saith God. For they do not understand, and they cannot understand, because they are thinking with the minds of men. But if they will think with a mind after me, saith the Lord, it will be revealed unto them the days that they live in, the last days, the end times that are upon the earth. For what can be shaken will be shaken. For even as spring comes, the warmth will increase, the heat will become unbearable, and upon the earth will come drought again. Water will be in short supply. Money will be in short supply. Food will be in short supply. All these things are the beginning of sorrow, saith the Lord.
My. The last days, the end times, they sure are here. Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy, quick Bible study from the King James Version. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, and not, of course, the doctrines of all those men out there who make things up. Amos chapter 3, verse 7, King James Version. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Watchman comment, oh, my friends, how many times have I shared this verse with you? My. I had one brother write me saying that he thought that the Antichrist would be revealed through me. Well, he could be right, but the Antichrist is close now, as is 666, the mark of the world beast system. Another wrote recently asking why I say Barack Hussein Obama instead of just saying he is the Antichrist. And the answer is, I do not know that yet in the spirit of the Lord, who the Antichrist is. It could be Obama, though that has not yet been revealed. Though I always say Obama looks better for the job of the Antichrist every day. All I can say is that when I know, you all will know. When the time is right, because the time is short, the day of Christ is at hand, amen. So get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Richard from Ontario, Canada, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and is our WOW, W-O-W, WOW, Walk on Water sponsor for tonight's program. Father, bless Brother Richard. Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart. And also, Lord, bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Richard. And I sincerely thank you for obeying God. Be awesomely blessed, my brother. Amen. Let's pull Psalm right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let's pull Psalm right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Newt Gingrich? Really? In the first place, Newt Gingrich is the personification of the word globalist. Gingrich is a longtime member of the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR. Gingrich never saw a globalist agenda item that he did not enthusiastically support, such as NAFTA, GATT, the WTO, and FTAA, the North American Union, or whatever name it's being called at the moment. The NAFTA superhighway, and on it goes. Gingrich is as much committed to open borders as was Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and Barack Obama. Gingrich is as committed to the advancement of the George Soros-sponsored Agenda 21 green initiatives as any person living today, don't you know? And let's not forget that, after orchestrating the contract with America that swept the GOP into a majority in both houses of Congress in 1994, and promising to reduce the size and scope of the federal government and even eliminate five federal departments, including the Department of Education, it was Newt Gingrich that quickly abandoned those promises, which led to his eventual resignation following the 1996 elections, when voters fled the GOP in disgust after Gingrich's compromises. My, oh my, are we about to get more of the same? Is there anybody even worth voting for? As a matter of fact, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Or Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Continuing. Evidence of South Carolina vote tampering. For Newt Gingrich to go from a 15% rating in South Carolina to winning 40% of the vote took much more than manipulated polling. There had to be electronic vote manipulation on a large scale. While no whistleblower has come forth, there is a telling evidence that all authorized vote tally watchers were blocked from being in the actual room to observe the vote tally, where they were regulated to watching the count on a television or behind a soundproof glass wall. Why the secrecy? My. And what about Florida? What will be revealed there in the days ahead? Continuing. It is being reported children's medicines are coated with brain-damaging aluminum. Aluminum lake food coloring used to heavily coat liquid medicines for children contains dangerous amounts of aluminum and harmful synthetic petrochemicals. These petrochemicals are carcinogens containing petroleum, antifreeze, and ammonia, which cause a long list of adverse reactions. Aluminum poisoning can lead to short and long-term central nervous system damage, such as memory impairments, autism, epilepsy, mental retardation, and dementia. Research shows that just 4 parts per million of aluminum can cause the blood to coagulate. This is what causes Alzheimer's disease and has been documented to inhibit learning. Aluminum consumption can also be associated with the development of bone disorders, including stress fractures. Also known as tartrazine, FD&C yellow aluminum lake is a chemical concoction derived from coal tar. It is known to be a reproductive toxin. All artificial colors contain aluminum lake, so when your child gets to pick between red, blue, or green medicine, they're really choosing which poison they get to consume. Several chemically enhanced food colorings contain ammonia and therefore produce compounds proven to cause various cancers in animal studies, according to CSPI, the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Watchman comment, my, do you believe me now when I warn you about the dangers of this stuff? My. They don't care. They really don't. Continuing. Here's another one. Report unveiled that aspartame is made of GMO bacteria feces. Aspartame, marketed in a wide array of products as a safe sugar substitute, but in reality, it is a dangerous artificial compound that should be avoided. Continuing. U.S. nuclear sub heads towards Persian Gulf. Following the announcement that a third U.S. aircraft carrier, the USS Enterprise, would be patrolling the waters near the Strait of Hormuz in March, it has also been revealed that the nuclear submarine USS Annapolis and the destroyer USS Monson are also likely to be heading towards the Persian Gulf in the build-up to a possible attack on Iran. Continuing. 2012 off to a furious start in tornadoes. January has been an unusually violent month for tornadoes in the USA. 70 twisters have been reported, and more could be on the way. Watchman comment, I have prophesied this many times.
Yea, saith the Lord, I shall stretch my hand out upon the earth, and I shall touch the earth in a way I've never touched it before. Though I have dealt with things in the past, I will now deal with them more harshly, saith God. For sin abounds upon the earth, like in the days of old when I looked down and I saw the sin, and I opened up the earth and I swallowed its inhabitants. You shall soon see my work. Pay attention to it, understand it, and acknowledge it, saith the Lord. For the things you see coming upon the earth are of my hand, though it will appear that the hand of man has done it. No, it is of my hand, saith God. For nothing can be done that I do not allow. So turn, turn, O wicked earth, from your wicked and evil ways. Turn back to me, saith God, for the destruction that cometh is of your own doing, saith the Lord.
Continuing. Possible same-sex marriage showdowns in 2012. Same-sex marriage is back in the political spotlight and likely to remain there through the election day as half a dozen states face potentially wrenching votes on the issue. In Maryland, New Jersey, and Washington, bills to legalize same-sex marriage have high-powered support and good chances of passage in the legislature. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie says he'll veto the bill if it reaches him and prefers that lawmakers okay a referendum so voters can decide. Polls suggest voters are closely divided on whether gays should have the right to marry, so there's a chance one could emerge as the first state to support same-sex marriage in a statewide vote. Luke chapter 17, verses 29 and 30. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Watchman comment, get ready. All this sodomy is a sign that Jesus is coming, and he will destroy it one last time. Amen. Continuing. Sanctions on Iran could push oil prices up 20-30%, up to $140 per barrel or more, unless alternative supplies from developing countries come online, the International Monetary Fund is saying. Iran is already under numerous international sanctions, and oil prices could go up 20-30% to that $140 per barrel mark unless alternative supplies from developing countries come in. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Continuing. Obama signs global internet treaty worse than SOPA. Months before the debate about internet censorship raged, as SOPA and PIPA dominated the concerns of web users, USA President Barack Hussein Obama signed an international treaty that would allow companies in China or other countries in the world to demand ISPs in America remove web content in the U.S. with no legal oversight whatsoever. Under the provisions of ACTA, copyright holders will be granted sweeping direct powers to demand ISPs remove material from the Internet on a whim. Continuing. Tim Tebow exposes how shallow Christianity has become. Tim Tebow is really a mirror. He exposes how shallow most of our Christianity is. That's what makes so many uncomfortable. Some say, I am a Christian, but I'm not as fanatical about it as Tebow is. Really? I wonder which one is more like Jesus, you or Tim Tebow. Would Jesus tell Tim to tone it down? Would Jesus tell you to? My, oh my, of course not. Continuing. Mormon Mitt Romney praises Hezbollah. Mitt Romney is praising Hezbollah's healthcare system and says at the end of the video that we should support Muslim countries with our legal and healthcare systems to fight jihadism. How clueless Romney is on jihad. His previous statements, jihad is not part of Islam, and Islam is not an inherently violent faith, shows a willful ignorance on a crucial issue facing America. Romney also supports self-deportation of illegal immigrants rather than to force the government to round them up and send them home. Continuing. Obama's former faith advisor says, I frankly am glad American civil religion is dying. Sean Casey, the religious affairs advisor to the presidential candidate Barack Obama in 2008, said at a discussion about God and politics that the demise of the religious society in the United States is a good thing. My, oh my. Continuing. Navy's new drone plane has no pilot. The X-47B is designed to land on the deck of an aircraft carrier, one of the aviation's most difficult maneuvers. With the drone's ability to be flown autonomously by onboard computers, it could usher in an era when death and destruction can be dealt by machines operating semi-independently. Watchman comment, my. You thought you'd heard that before, and that was just another one of those drones operated by somebody 2,000 or 3,000 miles away, right? Wrong. It operates itself. It's pre-programmed, but it operates itself. Sounds like an Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator movie. My, oh my. With the drone's ability to be flown autonomously by onboard computers, it could usher in an era when death and destruction can be dealt by a machine operating semi-independently, or maybe even independently. My, oh my. Continuing. Obama, a very angry outsider, is coming for you in November. Obama is obviously preparing for martial law and massive societal controls. Did you notice for the first time ever, massive in size military urban war practices in several cities across America, but notably L.A., which got all the media coverage? Many of you have missed that, but it did happen, and not too long ago. One news commentator pointed out that hundreds of tanks were being shipped southward in California. It was also pointed out that police have been issued military weapons and are working with the military in Los Angeles in urban warfare practice. Watchman comment. This is fulfilling a vision that I had back a few years ago when I saw a huge tank setting on the border between the U.S. and Mexico with its long, large barrel extending all the way up into California. My. That's a fulfillment. I warned you this was coming, and now that it is here in the USA, do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing, scientists bewildered by mass migration of snowy owls from the Antarctic. Bird enthusiasts are reporting rising numbers of snowy owls from the Antarctic winging into the lower 48 states this winter in a mass southern migration that a leading owl researcher called unbelievable. Watchman comment, a last days on time sign, due to climate changes, also an end time sign, Continuing, U.S. to begin large-scale emergency preparedness drills for New Madrid fault region. Washington's Emergency Management Director is encouraging individuals, businesses, schools, and service groups to participate in a regional earthquake preparedness drill. The Great Central U.S. Shakeout will take place Tuesday, February 7th at 10:45 a.m. More than 1.6 million participants from the region have agreed to take part in the drill in some form. Watchman comment. Another last days, end time sign. Do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. Starbucks says legalizing same-sex marriage is core to who we are and what we believe. Karen Holmes, Executive Vice President for Partner Resources, released a statement on January 24th entitled Starbucks Supports Marriage Family Equality to all the company's U.S. employees. Starbucks employs 149,000 people internationally. Watchman comment, if you are a Christian and you buy anything from Starbucks, this is a Watchman warning. You will be supporting a sin God hates. It is an abomination to God. Do not include yourself in it or your action will be judged. You have been warned. Continuing. New Jersey bill aims to ban all handguns, some rifles, and ammo. In an end run around all-out gun ban, the New Jersey Assembly Law and Public Safety Committee is set to consider legislation that would ban ammunition under the auspice of protecting police. The language seemingly targets the already prohibited armor-piercing ammunition, but would encompass any ammo that is deemed to pose a threat to the safety and well-being of law enforcement. Watchman comment, I warned you, do you believe me now? Continuing. Arresting Christians costs U.S. city $100,000. A judge in Detroit, Michigan, has ruled that the decision by police in neighboring Dearborn to arrest a Christian pastor who wanted to hand out Christian tracts at the city's Arab Fest back in 2009 will cost the city some $100,000. Recently, Magistrate Judge R. Stephen Whalen said his recommendation for fees and costs totaling $103,401.96 be awarded in the case. The SAG case was just one of several that have developed in recent years because of the city of Dearborn's special protections for, guess what, Islam, not Christianity. Watchman comment, my oh my, Christianity actually won for a change. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the air. I thank all of you who wrote last week. That was an awesome response, and it got us through and paid the bills. Amen. Are there any wow, that's walk on water, faith walkers listening tonight? If so, do you really enjoy this program enough to, in faith, send support to keep Signs on the air? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. My friends, you can even send cash. I am the only one with access to Post Office Box 122. Just pray over it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen. It takes time to go get a money order, and those things are not cheap. Checks can be made out to Signs, but Signs is not a 501c3 and never will be connected to the government. Just write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York abbreviate N-Y. Zip 13797. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth Quick Bible Study, from the King James Version, of course, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. My friends, we can all see the spiritual warfare really intensifying lately. More and more, the Lord is calling for us to stand up and fight the good fight of faith in these last days. We must be mentally and spiritually awake. Rise up at the first attack. Take the battle to the enemy. Give him no peace, no place to reside. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now are preached all their call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
There is no guarantee that you're going to heaven unless you come by way of the Son. And you're only going to be able to come by way of the Son if you hear the Spirit's voice today speaking unto you. The Spirit's voice is pure, and He's speaking even in the midst of the judgment. Repent. Repent of your sins.
Thank you, Brother Ralston. I pray they heeded what you had to say. Were you listening tonight, friends? I pray you were. Please tune in to Signs International Radio, my friends, again. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in right now, today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right, get ready. Please tune in, frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central, for a fresh program. Many are saying 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern Wednesday nights is coming in loud and clear. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. I truly do make every effort that I can to bless you with this program and to inform you of the last days end time signs. Will you make the effort to write or call to bless me back?
Hi, Brother Johnson. This is Kevin in Ohio. How are you?
I'm just fine, my brother. Thanks to listeners like you, my friend.
God bless you today, every day. I was really happy to hear your broadcast last Saturday night. God bless you and all your endeavors. Your last broadcast was the most power-packed broadcast I've ever heard you do. You gave out a lot of information.
I certainly agree with you, brother, on that one. I thought it was a really good program also. It's amazing what you can do with the Spirit of the Lord leading you, isn't it? Hallelujah. On a half an hour, no less. I don't know how it happened, but it did.
I'll continue to support you when I can. So when I make some money, I tithe it for His kingdom. Adios.
Thank you, my brother. That certainly is the biblical way to do it. You can't tithe on what you don't make. So when you do tithe on what you do make, then you have obeyed the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. And that's the way to get blessed. Sure do appreciate you, praying for you, and I'll call you when I get a chance. I just appreciate your heart, so I will give you a call. But brother, please understand, I am quite busy. If I forget, forgive me. Maranatha, here's that address once more, but more quickly. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Now, my 24/7, 365 virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you can hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. I only have one line, so please keep hitting redial until you can get through. You can call me anytime. The call will not wake me up, I guarantee. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight. I sure did appreciate you being with me on tonight's program. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week, no matter how small it is. It's still a while, and it adds up to keep signs on the air. Thanks. Blessings in Maranatha, my friends. Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.